Let me start recording the show. Welcome back to the Xavier Lavo Show. I'll be your host, Xavier Lavo, with talent on loan from God. I'm still confused. I don't understand what happened there. But welcome back, episode 322. And let's talk about things that I seen on TikTok. Y'all already know I see some shit on TikTok. I'm going to bring it here to y'all. What is StockX doing? Can we really talk about it? Let's dig in. Also, Young Thugger. Jeffrey Williams. Oh, man, this one hurts, but we'll get into it. Is inflation pushing people to go back to work? It did to me. I have to go take a job because my savings is dried up and my real estate endeavors have fallen apart. We'll talk about it. I want to have background music. Like, I just don't know where the streaming licensing will come in for that because I hate that it's so quiet. I really do. We got a bunch of stuff to get into. Not really. Hey, let's talk about what's going on in my city. And I mean, cities everywhere. I think it's really getting nasty out there for a lot of families. Near my neighborhood, there's a bunch of cars that are parked. And you would think that they're out hiking. It's by a scenic route. It's by Red Rock Canyon. And it seems that people aren't out running. They're living in their vehicles, vans, and their campers because things are bad. It's not as sweet as a lot of people want to make it seem. And I hope that everyone can, I hope that everybody can pull through. I'm scared for a lot of people, including myself. I ain't think I had to go to, yo, I sold my store in 2018, my furniture store. And that was like our main source of income, 2017. And I haven't had a regular boss in forever, so it's weird. But whatever, I'm actually excited to go works. I can get a jobs. Susan's going to help me get a jobs. I'm trying to do forklift. I didn't realize that was like a paid skill because I drive forklifts. Like, we just use forklifts in the warehouse. You know, when you own the shit, you don't realize that that's a skill that other people pay for, right? Like, it's weird. And that's what I'm dealing with. I realize that skills that I just naturally had from owning my store are actually valuable and they pay pretty decent. It's pretty interesting. This this video that I saw on TikTok blew me away. It's a chiropractor for horses. I've seen some stupid shit. This one took the cake. The guy hugged the horse. The horse is like, what the fuck is going on? And then the guy goes, huh! And like it cracked the whole neck of the horse and the horse kind of went, hurr. First off, I don't know why I sounded like Wendy Williams. And Wendy Williams said that she wants to get a deal as big as Rogan's. No, you won't. Anyway, back to the horses. No, you won't. As big as maybe, but not even Buttons at this point. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, so the guy grabs the horse and he goes, crack. And then the horse goes, and he goes, see, look how happy she is. I don't think the horse was that happy. Love drugs, move drugs. What? Who does? You can't talk like that because of RICO. We can't do that. We can't accept that type of shit today. They're hitting people with RICO. No. Hey, y'all know what a lie bath is? Okay, listen. So I cook. I love cooking. And I have a cast iron that's dirty. And I thought it was me. Like, I couldn't clean it well. Apparently, this shit happens and you got to do an acid bath, right? So you put it in a big ass tub. You get this shit called lye, but it's actually Drano. It's like a type of Drano. I don't have one on me to show y'all. But anyway, you can get one of them, right? You get one of them. It's a crystal form. You put it in a big-ass tub. You pour in the crystals, and then you put it in your pan. And then in a couple of days, all the shit falls off. And then you got to reseason your pan if you know what that's about. You got to reseason it, put the flavors back on. And it's amazing. Let me tell you something. TikTok has taken over my life, and I need a deal. It is ridiculous what we do. No, I got you. Bro, you think I could freeze some ribs and mail them to you? You upstate, right? Damn, I wonder if I could do that. We're going to figure that out. But look up lye baths, and then if you have cast iron, clean your shit like these guys, because it's pretty dope. Like, I seen somebody making fun of them. They're like, we don't do that. And I was like, yeah, the fuck we don't, because we don't know what the fuck we doing. But, yeah, that was wild. I'm telling you, something's wrong with the hashtags because I know people are in here, but it doesn't show. I don't even know what the chat looks like right now. It's weird. Weird ass chat. Oh, shit. I'm tired. I need to go front. Oh, my bad. I'm fucking around on TikTok. Oh, man. All right, y'all. So, that live bath shit, I just thought it was dope. I think y'all should try it. Live bath the fuck out of all your cast iron stuff. Do it. Hopefully everybody that's going through hard times right now understands they're not alone, and it's gonna get better. I would like to say that. I think people forget that message sometimes, that, you know, there was one thing that I learned not that long ago from Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks said, this too shall pass. And he said that's not for just bad times. It's for the good times too. This too shall pass. Not everything's forever. So you can't enjoy the highs without accepting the lows. You're not going to ride that wave forever. There's ups and downs, and things happen, and we just got to get back up. Do you think I ever would see myself again working after taking a suit job where I thought that I would be, you know, corporate America and be, you know, part of the 1% in that fashion and real estate? And I didn't accomplish that at all. Am I upset about it? Not really. It was never my goal. My goal was always just to get in, learn the game, and buy homes for myself, and then just hold properties and use that as residual income. It just didn't pan out. The pandemic really fucked me up. Like, we ran through a year of not making money, and we literally just went through savings. I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. And I can't say burnt up shit that were used to pay for bills and food and take care of us. But there's a lot of people going through shit like that. And I mean, it's tough. It's tough. Keep your head up. We're going to be all right. Let's get into the StockX story, because I find that one, I find it interesting. Oh, you know what? You want to tackle this Young Thug case? You know what? My bad. Let's just be honest. This shit ain't going to go nowhere, and it's not going to be sweet. And I don't want no one to confuse. There's a couple things that I want to get off my chest. First off, everybody's covering this. I'm not going to cover it in detail. My two cents on the whole thing is, if this is a First Amendment case, I don't think it is. I don't think that they're using the lyrics as a tool of prosecution. They're using the lyrics more as almost like how they would use tattoos and just say, listen, this music is kind of how they call each other, right? Strange, but it's a RICO, and I don't see why they wouldn't. But again, they're not using the lyrics to prosecute, right? And that would be where the First Amendment would kick in. The government can't use their art against them and say, no, this isn't art. This is actually criminal, and this is real shit that you did. So that's not the case at all. There's a lot of people involved in this. Atlanta seems to be having a huge gang issue, and according to their DA and everybody that works there, 78 or 80% of the crime that happens in that city is all gangs. And She said 80%, or they said 80% of their crime is from gangs and gang related. So they want to eradicate gangs. I think it was Nicaragua. Is it Nicaragua or Honduras? Honduras. Excuse me. One of them countries down in Central America or South America. This is Vix. Relax. My allergies are killing me. One of those countries in Central America said they're going to eradicate gangs. He said he's over gangs. Get rid of all of them. If you're a gangster, you got to go. Can't breathe. This is ridiculous. So, seems like Atlanta's doing the same thing. As y'all get to watch me do my whole nasal thing so I can breathe, because I'm dying over here of fucking allergies. It's allergies, bro. It's not Rona. It's just allergies. I can't breathe. This is so stupid. Sorry, y'all. Y'all want a good show or what? To tell you the truth, I don't think it's going to go good for them. Because what they're saying is that just because you didn't commit the crime, you're associated, right? That's how the RICO works. If you're associated in any way, fashion, form, you made a call, you funded it, the people around you are causing it, they're going to drag you in it. It's scary to think that they are, they're using the lyrics. They're just not using them 100% against them because of what they said. Again, man, this is just not a First Amendment case. And I know a lot of people said that it was. It isn't at all. Like, this is a lot more serious. There's a lot more accusations that they, I'm not sick. It's fucking allergies. And it's live. Joe don't do this shit live. Joe can't see me on a live shit. Joe, they got to film and edit. This is live, baby. We chow everything. Everything. I'm not scared. Chow time? Ass chow time. Allergies or not, chow time. But again, this is not a First Amendment case, and I do wish them luck, but there's a lot of shit they're stacking up. It really is. And it's I'm gonna tell you something right now. As a person from the hood, right? Because now I don't even know how to approach these conversations because I feel like I'm so far removed. But as a person that comes from that lifestyle and that elk, we were never taught to take pictures, and we were never taught to show gang signs and throw signs and wear flags and show flags in pictures or videos. That shit is new to me. It blows me away when I watch the young little gangsters or whatever, like stack and do all their little shit. I'm just, it's amazing how stupid you can be. That shit ties you to a RICO, wearing a flag. I remember at one point in my city, you couldn't even wear colored laces because that would tie you to anything. Like, you would get caught up. It didn't matter what was going on. You play with that street shit, your ass was going down for anything. They didn't want you. A gang unit would take care of you. From tattoos to colors of your hat, color your shoelaces, how you wore your hats. These guys are out here gangbanging in public, and it's like, you can't gangbang and not expect the consequences of what will come, especially when there's murders involved. You know, Young Thug's baby moms was just gunned down at a bowling alley, supposedly over a bowling ball. Do you really think it was a bowling ball now? Like, what do you think is going on now? It's, you know, now we got to start fucking taking people in because a mother was shot in a fucking parking lot and murdered. It's shit like that. This gangster shit is not to play with. Please stop doing that shit in videos, y'all. Just cut the shit out. I'm telling you, don't do it. Just don't do it. You putting yourself in a position that... it's regretful. It'll be very regretful, especially in a time like this when social media is literally an evidence folder for police and anybody involved. Just being honest. Just being completely honest, I think it's tough. It's stupid and doesn't look as cool as you think. It really don't. It really don't. So we'll definitely talk about, I mean, what's to come of it. But I see them fighting, appealing as much as they can. But if they're not able to bond or bail out or get something moving, it's going to be a rough road ahead of them. And that's the problem, right? Oh, shit. Breaking news. Casanova pled guilty. Wow. I mean, damn. Bring the boy home. But they were saying Cass is going to snitch. Free Casanova. That's crazy. That's crazy. The streets win. Streets don't love nobody. 35 looking for a fucking job because I was a fucking street pharmacist, man. It's hard, bro. It's stupid what they teach us. They teach us hatred. They teach us to hate ourselves. They teach us to hate being intelligent. They teach us that trying new shit is stupid. They grill it in us that we're weird for wanting to do different things. Like, I'm so fucking appreciative of the new generation that is more just open. They're fucking open-minded to trying new things and not boxing themselves in. And they've been able to capitalize off the internet like we never could. It's really amazing. It really is. You know, when I look back and I go, damn, dude, like, there's a lot of people going through the same shit I'm going through. And I live the, like, we were set. I thought I was retired at 25. That's where I fucked up. Let's get into these stories. CBS News. This StockX story is weird to me. And the resale market, I think, is a fucking hell of a market. It's amazing that it even exists. And I think that Nike could crush it. And I don't see why they don't. Like, Nike just has to flood the market. They would ruin the whole game. Excuse me. And I still don't see why they don't. I really don't see why they don't. But this little StockX thing is amazing because I thought it was an NFT issue. There's lookalike shoes. Let's just get into this story from CBS News. We took a couple of quotes out of there. We didn't want to read the whole thing. It was long as shit. So let's get into this. Nike's accusing StockX of selling lookalike versions of his shoe and wants a federal judge to force the online marketplace to remove the alleged knockoffs from its website. The athletic apparel giant is already in the middle of another legal battle with StockX involving a trademark infringement case filed in New York earlier this year. I didn't read any of the articles. I just pulled all the quotes, and I'm just doing it like they do on TV. I just wanted to see if I could do it. At issue are Nike-branded Vault non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, feature shoes by Nike. The suit claims StockX is capitalizing on Nike brand without permission to sell its own products. But it's resale. Lawyers at Nike have argued that StockX should be prohibited from selling its shoes. This is weird because it's like the A with the little triangle, the N, hashtag is a bunch of bullshit. So I'm just going to say whatever that is, we'll come up with something. I don't know. The shoe, I guess it's a shoe type, but it's like literally a number. So we'll say the 128 digital or otherwise 128 with the original design the public associates with Nike. Oh, that's the check mark. Is that the branding of the check mark? Okay, we just learned something. Okay, I just learned some shit. With a design that a public associate, okay. Nike lawyers filed an additional claim this week against StockX, alleging that there are fake Nikes on the StockX website. Nike's lawyers said StockX began selling the Vault NFTs this year and has been marketing them as an official Nike product, which Nike says they are not. Huh, yeah, you can't do that. That's illegal. After the lawsuit was filed, StockX removed the authentic text from the product description, but kept selling the same NFT shoe. Nike's lawyers argued. I mean, what did the NFT do? This is where NFTs are going to get wishy-washy, right? Because it's kind of how we use music and podcasts. Like, the podcast isn't being listened to because of the song you play or the music is playing. You're just kind of there, right? Like, they sell Nikes. They're obviously authentic Nikes because they are, right? This was in quotes. Despite StockX's numerous guarantees of authenticity, Nike recently obtained 4 confirmed pairs of counterfeit Nike shoes, which were purchased within a 2-month period on a StockX platform. Lawyers argued in court documents filed Tuesday, at least 2 of the pairs. Oh, man. This is interesting. Counterfeit shoes of the same style infringing on Nikes. Okay, listen. This is very, very interesting. Nike's obviously trying to sabotage the resale market because I don't see how Nike loses in this. Nike lawyers have asked the judge, Valerie Caparino, to let them add counterfeit charges to the existing lawsuit. Both parties are scheduled to appear in court in October. In more quotes, Nike's latest filing is not only baseless. This was from StockX. It's not only baseless, but it also is curious, given that their own brand protected team has communicated confidence in our authentication program and to hundreds of Nike employees. The checkmark included in senior executives used by StockX to buy and sell products, StockX said in a statement to CBS Money Watch, Nike's challenges have no merit, clearly demonstrates that they're lacking of understanding of the modern marketplace. And that's what I'm saying, right? Like, to me, it's more of a, they just don't like the resale market. They're obviously authentic if they're Nikes, and they can use your logos because they sell your shoes. I don't know. That one's hard. Inflation has really dried up a lot of people's pockets, and a lot of people are going through things this year, and it's getting tough. Has inflation driven people to go back to work? A couple of months ago, we were speaking about A couple of months ago, we were speaking on the great resignation and how millions and millions and millions of Americans were quitting their jobs because they weren't being paid. And rightfully so, after the pandemic, it's been obvious that jobs don't care about us. And without the right amount of money, there's no point in working. We still don't have negotiating power. Unions are starting to take over. Things are starting to look like the 1920s more and more every day. If inflation keeps on going the way it's going, your dollar is going to be worth less and less. Inflation is almost 10%. Interest rates on homes are almost 7 to 8%. Literally, I think 8 to 9%. This is amazing what's happening now. Not only can you not sell your home, but if you do sell it, you're not going to be able to find one. You're going to be stuck paying more money for a smaller home in this very, very, very inflated market. And if you're trying to buy a home, you're going to get priced out by somebody that has cash or a hedge fund. 9 months, speaking to an agent, 9 months he has been able to get a house for his clients. He's had to literally quit because he can't get them a house. Every time they go for a home, they get outbid by a cash buyer, and it's usually a hedge fund. This is just one example. Rent's higher than it's ever been. Jobs aren't getting any better. They're not offering much. Let's talk about this article from Market Watch, and let's see what they're forecasting for the future. Market Watch: labor costs are driving up inflation, but will inflation also drive more people back to the workforce? The annual rate of inflation slowed up to 8.3 in April from 8.5 the previous month. It helped by the falls of gas prices, but consumers still face rapidly rising costs. The March reading was the highest since 1981. I don't think that they should include gas prices in this inflation, because the gas price situation has a lot more to do with geopolitics. Geopolitics in the world. It's, yeah, I don't know if we should throw that one in there. Anyway, the unemployment rate has steady lasted at 3.6%, remaining near a 54-year low, while hourly pay rose in April, putting pressure on the U.S. Federal Reserve's goals to temper inflation and steer the U.S. economy away from a potential recession. We are for sure headed into a recession. That's 100%. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of just when are we going to accept it? We're there. We just have to accept it. They're still doing these programs for first-time home buyers. For low-income families. Most low-income families have more than one kid. It's very unfortunate that y'all don't see that. Most low-income families need two or three garages because they have big families. Low-income does not mean one-car garage townhomes. Sorry. Figure it the fuck out. You're not doing a good job. And although the increase of hourly rate, although the increase in hourly pay over the past 12 months has risen 5.5%, as employers, you see the problem is, right? 5.5% increase on what you're making, but it's 8.9% inflated on the other end. So you're not making more. Your 20 an hour ain't shit. It's 15. It's bullshit. 17. Oh, man. So if inflation keeps going at this rate, no matter what you're making, you're always going to be priced out. You got to keep chasing the fucking dollar. I burned through a lot of money in savings. This shit is ass. Everything from rent to food is getting more expensive. These increased costs may help us get more people back in the labor force. That is a sick fucking sentiment. What a sick sentiment. The labor force sucks because it doesn't fucking pay. Not because we're struggling, dickhead. People would rather be home struggling than work for y'all. Fucking asshole crackers, bro. They'll be entering a job market that is eager to have them. Is it really? With our historically low unemployment rates, our biggest hope to solve this labor crisis depends on people rejoining the labor force. I believe the labor force right now is being supported by people that have rejoined. I don't think the labor force has grown at all. If anything, I think the labor force has shrunk. Probably a tenfold shrink due to people just not looking for work, not applying for unemployment, and not putting those numbers up. Remember, these numbers are only there because they can collect information. If you stop claiming unemployment and you stop looking, you fall off. Your numbers don't count. There's a lot of people that have started businesses. You don't count. You disappear off the workforce. There's giga jobs. They're starting to not even count giga jobs as income. If you go look for a loan and you work a gig job, you're fucked now. Banks aren't fucking with you. It's not even a thing anymore. I don't even think I can sell you a house if you work for Lyft or Uber or DoorDash. It's crazy. Things are changing. Hopefully for the better. I don't know when, but hopefully for the better. That's today's show. It's been a dry week. My name's Xavier. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you.